I believe that two people are connected at the heart. And it doesn't matter what you do or who you are or where you live. There are no boundaries or barriers if two people are destined to be together. Julia Roberts. Welcome to The Renaissance Life, a podcast dedicated to excellence, mastery, and a life of meaning and worth. I am your podcaster in crime. My name is Josh Wagner. On Twitter, at WiggityWags, WiggidyWys, WiggidyWiggidyWags, or on Instagram, at RenaissanceManLife. If you are new to the podcast or blog, this is a space for creatives, for doers, and for people seeking mastery in their lives. And, well, if you're not, come join the party. It's fun over here. And for those that are crazy, like me, who are pursuing multiple disciplines, for me that is all things creative work, so writing, music, design, entrepreneurship, communication, and other various forms of art, and what I think it means to have my version of a Renaissance life. This episode is brought to you by you guys. You can go to patreon.com/ohmyjosh to donate. We use a donation-based system here at the Renaissance. We as in me. But support the blog, support the podcast, support Eloquent Podcast by becoming a patron. For as little as $3 a month, you can become an enthusiast. Meaning, not only can you support the site and support what we're doing, what aka Josh is doing, me for now, anyway, you can also get your name dropped on the blog and on the podcast as well, as long with any links or creative work you want us, me, to point to. And there it goes up from there. You become an apprentice, get exclusive Patreon content, or become a journeyman and get access to audio, video, written stuff, sketches, access to a members-only live mastery group, that kind of stuff, all the way up to a life mastery coaching, personal one-on-one training, mentorships. If any of that sounds interesting, check it out at patreon.com/ohmyjosh or go to therenaissancemanlife.com. I'd like to take some time here in the front and say that I'm going to be going a little slow with the podcast and outputting blogs and such, mostly because my health hasn't been fantastic recently, and my energy has been very low. It has something to do with my gut health, which I am working on, but in the meantime, I'm going to be doing things as I can, when I can, and know that this and the blog and the Renaissance Life and you are incredibly important to me. And I just want to be honest and upfront about that. And infrequency doesn't mean lack of dedication all the time. But regardless, I am still dedicated because you know what? This is my life, right? And my creative output is just as important to me as my health and my relationships. All right, enough jibba jabba. On to the show. This is RL number 6, an introduction to Renaissance dating. Hello, Gabriella. So this is another experimental episode of the Renaissance Life. I've been trying to try new things, see what's working, what doesn't, see what you guys like, what you don't like, and just kind of have fun with this podcast and try everything, you know? To give you a little feedback, the third episode, how to become a Renaissance, a modern day Renaissance man or Renaissance woman, has been by far the most popular episode to date. And that solo style episode seems to be the most popular as well. So I'm definitely going to keep doing those. I'm also going to be experimenting with interviews and also this style of podcast, which is a conversation between me and my girlfriend, Gabriella. So the idea of Renaissance dating started long before this podcast. Between me and my girlfriend, Gabriella, we would have interesting conversations as well as interesting phone conversations while we were at work. And we're every now and then, like during the middle of the conversation, we're like, why aren't we recording this? This is good stuff. We would philosophize about things and talk about work, talk about life. And we're like, hey, why don't we record this? Which is how most great bad ideas start. The best ideas, if you will. Like, think of Einstein. How do you think Einstein became Einstein? He started a podcast. Wait a second. That's not true. Just making sure you're still listening. But the idea is that conversations spark ideas. And it also sparks growth. Which is why the idea kept percolating. So thus the Renaissance dating section of this podcast. I hope you enjoy my conversation with Gabriella. If you're seeking relationship advice, have questions or topics you want us to talk about, feel free to email them at me at josh@renaissancemanlife.com or Gabriella at gabriella@bumblingeclectic.com. That's where her blog is. We are definitely not relationship experts, nor do I want to be, you know, like the Renaissance Life. In the desire to be my best self, I always want to be the best for my partner as well, the best significant other I can be. All right, I hope you enjoy my conversation with Gabriella. I did. I was poking fun of her at the beginning there and throughout, so it was quite fun. The mic's on top on this little mushroom hat. The little recording mushroom hat.
So we're recording on the same mic?
It's one recorder, yeah.
Instead of two inputs, it's one?
Yeah.
Why couldn't we do that with the other mics?
This is wide range where the other ones are like close up. We'd have to pass it back and forth like fools.
Like a game show.
You want to get in the closet and do this?
No. Why?
It would sound better.
I don't want to get in the closet.
Like that one?
No.
Okay.
Ew, fix it.
People can't see things in audio podcasts.
I don't care. I can't see you.
Ready to start?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So. Mm-hmm. So this is the first episode of the Renaissance dating segment of the Renaissance Life.
It's only taken a million years to get to this, but.
Yeah, we've talked about it for months now. At least.
Probably borderline a year.
Bordeaux-line a year?
Sure.
Sure? You seem nervous.
I'm not.
You're just talking to a mic. Like, it's just like a normal day.
I'm not.
Just you and me talking.
I'm not nervous.
So, tell me about yourself. Don't tell me about yourself. Tell others about yourself.
Okay.
How do you answer the infamous question, what do you do?
What do I do? Well, I'm Gabriella.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 27. I do makeup artistry for Bobby Brown for money.
Was that a question?
No. Maybe.
I'm just messing around.
And But I think when people ask me what I do, I think that a good thing to say at this point would be artist. I'm an artist. I think that at the basic of everything else, yeah, I'm an artist.
Yeah, I would agree with that, knowing you for the past year.
Art. So let me explain a little bit. So makeup artistry and a painter. I like oil mostly. Mm-hmm. And you know all this. I feel like I'm speaking to you right now, but I really need to remember I'm speaking to other people. So
yeah, but we're talking. So
what other art do I like? I really love interior design, style in general.
The first two, I never knew the I never saw the similarities between the two, but they're very similar when you think about it.
What, makeup and
painting? Makeup and painting.
Painting is makeup, and makeup is painting.
It's just a different medium, different canvas.
Yeah, it's a lot less permanent on the face. But the irony is women are willing to spend a lot more money on impermanent art on their face versus actual pieces of art, which I find fascinating.
I think impermanence is it's in right now. Think about Instagram stories and Snapchat. It's really something that's valuable to people.
It's fleeting, so it makes it valuable.
Scarcity and such.
Mm-hmm. So what else about me? What should I mention? What do you think anyone wants to know? I don't know.
You can talk about your blog.
Oh, yeah. Perhaps. So, yeah, I've been trying, put that in italics and quote marks, trying to write. I really like writing. I have a blog. It's called Bumbling Eclectic. That's a mouthful, but you can also find it at maybe it's b.com. I don't think so.
I'll put it in the show notes.
Yeah,
Bumbling Eclectic is another great domain that's impossible to spell, like Renaissance Man Life.
But it's great because when you type it into Google, it's the only thing that comes
which
up.
Which is much better than me, because...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
currently.
So yeah, please go check that out. I write about a lot of probably harder things that people don't talk about, and I actually am leaning to it towards more like casual stuff too. I really no limits really with what I'm interested in writing about.
I mean, a blog is a blog.
Yeah. I guess
it doesn't mean anything, but it means it's yours, right? So you can do anything you want with it.
Right. I think it's important to find maybe, or at least it's been, it seems like it's important to, find a style, but I think that's the point of Bumbling Eclectic, and that it's in the name, is there really isn't a theme. It's just picking and choosing what I think's best. But anyway, so I have a blog, and I'm really looking to expand painting and make that something a little more substantial as far as where I spend my time, and hopefully other people will find value in it and want to buy my paintings. So we'll see.
Yeah, totally. You're good. I'm definitely biased, but you're good.
Yeah, you're biased.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of which, I think that's our main topic of today, is it not?
Us. How being biased?
Well, it's been a little over a year now of us dating.
Do you want to tell the story?
You tell it. You're better than me.
I'm
still working on storytelling.
Okay, so our story is really fun, and it actually starts way before we actually met, in my opinion. At least for me, obviously. So I was born and raised in this city, Chattanooga. And, you know, I probably jumped around a lot. I've been really aimlessly wandering in my early 20s trying to figure out what the hell I'm supposed to do. who I am, yada yada. So I think at some point I was working as a makeup artist for Chanel, and I was kind of trapped in a little bit of a life that I really wasn't happy with. And, you know, that's happened to me already before when I was around 20. And I decided to change it. So I went back to school, started studying, like, nutrition and things, biology, health. And I decided to pursue that for a while. So I looked into it, and I was going to be a dietitian. And then I really looked into that job, and honestly, it's a lot less helping people. It's more like just hospital work, and it wasn't very fulfilling, it seemed. I wanted more like life coach, like make impact on generations kind of thing. But that's more like, put this intravenous tube into this person who's half dead.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
So anyways, all that to say, I jumped from that looking for an internship because that's what I was studying, and I stumbled upon a university out in Seattle, and I was going to go there for their internship. I figured if I went there and finished my degree there, I'd have a better chance of getting in. But while I was gearing up and like getting ready to go out there to do it, you know, I was looking at their other programs and discovered their doctorate program for to become a naturopathic doctor was only 4 years. So I was like, well, I've always wanted to be a doctor, so let's just do it. It was a lot of that, but it was also in retrospect me testing the waters with the person that I was currently with and trying to honestly get away from it. And in mentioning that desire and wanting to move out there and getting, you know, that's something I really wanted to do. And that relationship just dissolving because of it was a really good indication. And it was really exactly what needed to happen. It's just like I was finding a different way to do it, I guess. I don't know. So I'll go out there. I meet one of my best friends I probably will have in my whole life. His name is Charles. Hi, Charles. And that's about it. Seattle's gorgeous. I stayed there for one semester. I got incredibly depressed, really discouraged. I was really struggling to make ends meet and do well academically at that school because it was so, it was very hard.
From what you've told me, it seemed very isolated.
It was a very isolating experience. It's in the middle of a beautiful state park. I had no car, though. And, you know, I'm proud, and I have a hard time asking for things, so it was a hard time for me. So I made the really hard decision to come back home after one semester. I was like 2 months in, and I knew. So I started making the arrangements, and it was funny because the arrangements just happened so quickly. And I decided, you know, if I'm not going to stay here and be a doctor, what do I want in life? What am I doing right now? What's important? And I decided I was going to go home, was going to soul search, and if I wasn't going to be a doctor, that I wanted to find my person, and I wanted to be a mother. So I decided that was more important than, you know, graduating when I'm 32 and not getting to practice, you know, not really getting the chance to practice before starting a family. So I decided that was more important. So I moved back here, took an 8-day road trip with Charles in a blizzard in the middle of December. It was not our smartest. It was not smart. And it was the best drive ever. I got to Chattanooga on the 19th of December of 2015. Yes. And
that is a long drive.
Yeah, it was 3,600 miles from Seattle to here. It was interesting. It was very pretty. But anyways, I got here. He stayed a day or two and then had to go back to visit family in Baltimore and then go back to school. But the first day I was back, I think it was the first full day I was back, I ran into our friend Trent Brocky. He owns a juice company here on the south side of Chattanooga. And he's like, hey, do you want a job? And I'm like, yeah. It was like immediate. It was easy. And, you know, I started working for them like a week later. And I met you there.
Yes. Funny enough.
So that was a really long backstory, but it was important to know, like, see. It was a really heart-pulling decision to come back here, and it was very. I knew what I was doing, and I knew it was really immediate. As soon as I made the decision to come home, I knew it was the right one. And I feel like it was because of you. I feel like I was being pulled back here for you. So, yeah, I when I met you, I don't remember the exact day, if I'm honest.
I remember first meeting you. It was very brief, but I was very struck by your presence and stop it.
I can't help it.
I don't know. It was brief. I remember, like, actually introducing myself, like, "Hey, I'm Josh," right on the spot, even though, like, I think Trent and a couple other people were, like, trying to talk to me at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
But it was very brief. It's really the second, like, interaction between us is probably the most defining one.
It was good. I remember meeting you and forming a very quick opinion, and the opinion was this: beautiful eyes, my Gaudia style, 5 times out of my league. And that's what I did. And I didn't really talk to you that much because I think my friend Caitlin, she worked there at the time. I mean, I guess she told me that she tried to talk to you or something, and you were just like, just one of those kind of guys that are just like not interested and whatever. Anyways, but the second time I don't even think it was necessarily the second time. I just think that it was the second time that we were like,
yeah, I was.
Yeah. See, you lived like 2 doors down from the juice bar, mm-hmm. and I had no idea. I was just like, God, he's always here.
Yep.
But yeah, I remember making you smoothies and mine being the best, and introducing you to like a new way of doing it, which I was so proud of myself for that. And the second time, I remember, I think what I was wearing, maybe. I think I was wearing red lipstick and like a fuzzy hat.
Oh yeah, I remember the fuzzy hat.
Was I wearing the fuzzy hat and like that was white button up?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That was a seriously fuzzy hat.
Yeah, I still have it. And I think it's Angora white and light gray knitted, like, I call it a toboggan hat from Anthropologie. And, yeah, anyways, I looked like I had a big puffball on my head. but I just remember us starting to chat.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't really garner much from that conversation other than the flow of it was effortless, and it was, like, striking, and like there's this little like spark after each sentence or something. And all I remember now is us talking about Renaissance.
Yeah, I mentioned that my goal in life was to be a Renaissance man, and then you were kind of like,
what the hell? Is this guy stalking me and copying me or what?
Because you had the same sentiments, like Renaissance human, I think, was on your Instagram.
Yeah, I did. I actually mentioned that to you because I really, it was such a deep connection for both of us that I didn't want you to think I was just saying it because I thought you were cute. I wanted to like be like, it's so on my Instagram.
You right, know, yeah. Not one of those, oh, me too.
Oh, yeah, you're cute. I'm just going to tell you anything to make you like me. No. And it was just, fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
I remember at the end of it, I said, we really should hang out outside of this place. I think that's exactly what I said. Or we should get together outside of this place, I think is what I said.
And I might be blending days. My long term is awful, but I think I asked for your number right after that.
Yeah, you did. I assumed you had it from because you were making business cards for the juice company, and I was gonna.
Well, yeah, I had it, but I wasn't gonna use it like that.
Just shadily. Oh, I have her number.
Oh, by the way, yeah. That's just so shady.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, I would rather much rather have permission first.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So
even that is a first step towards something else, right? Asking for your number.
Right.
At least in my opinion.
It's like an initiation, like a hey. Yeah. So just so the audience knows, Josh is very gentlemanly, is chivalrous and respectful and very of another time. So all of his gestures, and this is something that you can't quite understand until you meet him in person, is you literally feel like you've met a person that was plucked out of the like 19th century. It's it's quite enchanting, and like you can't really necessarily appreciate him unless he's in person. But that was very much like the beginning of a lot of surprise for my part, because as most ladies know, the men these days, they want to be treated like the lady, and it's you know, I think
that's a fun way to say it.
I think we really get quite accustomed to that. So Josh, actually, you called me.
Yeah.
He called me, y'all. This is like huge. He didn't text me. He called me to ask me on our first date.
I really wanted to ask you in person. I just kept missing you. Like, we kept person.
Yeah.
Yeah. Missing. I kept missing you.
So
you weren't working, or I don't know.
Yeah. So he called me to ask me on our date, and I was shocked, like giddy, like, wow, people still call each other? Like, what?
I was surprised by that when you said that later on, like.
Yeah, no, people don't. I don't think people do that anymore, but I kind of think we're an anomaly, though. It's not really, our situation isn't quite normal, really. Let's fast forward a little bit. I think we're spending a lot of time on this, but we had our first date. I'd worked all day long. We had dinner at probably my favorite restaurant, the Public House, and I think our date was at 7, and we were there till 10, and easily, that was like, yeah, so easy.
You had worked all day, and I had to. I was so tired.
We were both tired. So tired.
It was great, though.
And then we stayed out. Then you took me home after that, because at the time I didn't have a car. I was riding bikes everywhere, mm-hmm. my bike, and it was lovely. I remember, and I told you this later, but I wanted to kiss you that night, and I didn't because I just couldn't. And I was literally like kicking myself for not doing it. Like, as soon as I opened the door to get out of your car, I was like, God, I'm an idiot. But
I was playing it by ear, but also like, I'm gonna wait.
Yeah. And I'm glad we did. It wasn't like, the desire was definitely there. Now, I have to fast forward a little bit so we can get through this, but I just want to tell the first kiss story, because that was really good. Maybe like 2 days later, three maybe, he was leaving for Thailand on a Friday. I think our date was on a Tuesday or something. Mm-hmm. And Thursday I was working. He stopped by to see me at work. Hung out there for like 3 or 4 hours while I was working, just to be around me. And we talked and all that. And, you know, he finally had to leave, so he could pack to leave to go to Thailand. And I was like, I don't know, we hugged and we said goodbye. And I was like, just like, but wait, I'm not done. And you left. And then I turned over to one of my coworkers and friends, Tiffany, and I said, God, I just want to kill myself right now. And she's like, why? I said, he's leaving tomorrow and I don't want to kiss him. She's like, well, go kiss him. And she said it one more time after that, and I was like, what have I got to lose? What am I doing? I just ran out the door. I literally ran out the door and down the sidewalk. I'm running.
I turned around and saw you coming. I was like, okay.
This is literally a movie scene.
Yeah.
I was running down the sidewalk. He was walking on the phone, turned around for some reason, saw me running. I think you smiled and you started to get off the phone and were walking towards me. I stopped running and started walking. And then I told you that I couldn't let you leave the country without giving you a goodbye kiss. And then we shared the most awkward first kiss known to man.
It was really awkward. I blame you.
I even said it was awkward during the kiss. Uh-huh. I was like, this is so awkward. And I kissed you again. It still was awkward.
Yeah.
But it's the kind of awkward that like jolts your whole body and sends butterflies through every capillary and just like you're high for like a whole day. I was bouncing off the walls the rest of the day. So that's our Hallmark movie.
The beginning of it anyway.
We've joked about it. Our story really is a movie. It's crazy.
I love it.
I do too. So...
So that's the start, and now it's been a year of dating.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Lots of ups and downs, not necessarily between us, but between
just personal
life stuff. Yeah.
A lot of personal struggles. I think it's the mid-20s plague where you're just trying to figure it out.
The roaring 20s, perhaps.
I guess so.
Yeah,
for sure. You going to tell about Valentine's Day?
Hmm?
Valentine's?
Last year?
Mm-hmm.
In Thailand?
Mm-hmm.
You can...
Nope, I've told enough stories.
This might be good from your perspective, though.
Okay, fine. Valentine's Day, last year. He was in Thailand, I was here, and... I was working at a spa, but I was working two jobs at the time, and I received some flowers and chocolate, I think, and a note at work, which, by the way, guys, if you're a guy out there, send your lady some flowers at work, because it is the most gratifying thing for a lady, especially when she works with a bunch of ladies. Everyone's like, ooh, who is that from? Uh-huh. Anyways, the note read, it was a My Morning Jacket lyric from one of their songs.
Which is probably your favorite band.
It is my favorite band.
Yeah.
Which, hence, he's a great listener. Because he already knew by then that that was my favorite band. It was like one date and I'm like, what the hell? Brilliant. Anyways, it said, let's jump at a chance, anything for a romance.
Mm-hmm.
Signed, Jay. I knew it could only be one of two people, and I really had no question that it wasn't you. There was a possibility it could have been Jessica, but I really don't think she remembered that they were my favorite band. And I remember specifically mentioning that to you. And you, like a goob, on the card where it has like the address and everything for the place, I called the phone number on the card and it wasn't their phone number, it was yours. Or I typed it in my phone and your contact came up.
Oh, okay, I didn't even know.
So I knew it was you. It took me like a day to figure out that, but.
I didn't know that they put that stuff on there because I never... I saw what it was going to be, but I never saw it in person because I was
a million miles away. It was brilliant, basically. And I just, it was amazing. Romance, for sure. Very romantic. It was lovely.
Yes.
What should we move on to now?
This is not bragging or anything. It's just that it was not easy to get that happening when you're like, the time is different, and then paying for something with your card in a different country is not fun in the US.
It doesn't seem The gesture was very much appreciated.
Anything. So, going forward, what does the next year, what do you want the next year to look like?
For us?
For us, for you,
for me. Okay. This is a really loaded question because we're really, not everyone knows this, but we are both in a really heavy place. Not bad, I'm not going to say that, but I think with your struggle with, you know, pursuing your creativity versus money, and then also your health, and me creating my, you know, going after my creativity versus money, and like having security, and really just trying to figure out what I'm supposed to do. And we got a dog. Her name is Ren. She's very cute. She's a shepherd, German Shepherd Terrier mix. And so adding that responsibility to our plate has really changed my perspective on, you know, what we're doing. And the added responsibility, and frankly, has been good, but also very challenging.
For me, it's broken most of my current systems. Like, I definitely need to have some new work systems.
Which was good. I think that she just shoved us into this, into a place where we were heading anyways. It just needed to happen sooner. So, yeah, wrecking all of your systems and really frustrating me in a lot of ways, because it made me realize quickly, probably within the first week of having her, that this year I hope to not work a full-time position for someone else. You know, I'm okay with doing a transition and doing part-time with Bobby Brown. I love that part of my job. I can't be a mother to my dog and a partner to you and an artist to myself and be working full-time. So the goal this year, I think, is to at least by fall be dropping down to, and that's, fall's so far out, it would be nicer if it was sooner, but to drop down to part-time, A. B, be painting more. C, be promoting that more. When I say more, I don't mean like work more and exhaust myself. I mean just make it a priority, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I don't want to go on a tangent here, but from all the people that I follow online, especially like the A-type personalities, they seem to have, when they were our age, just worked. Like, that's all they did. They stayed up late. They stayed up like to 4 a.m. working. They got up early to work, to build their things. And being health conscious, as you and I are, I don't
see that as a possibility for us. Not the not hardworking, but the sacrificing the sleep.
Yeah.
It's not...
I believe that rest is equally as important as the work.
I do too.
Yeah. I just... I'm curious if that is what has pushed them so far in their positions that they are in now.
I like to think that sometimes people like that, that's the type of structure that they needed to keep their frequency, like their inner, like their head where it needed to be to get to where they needed to go. I think that if you can take your mind there anyways and or find other ways to do it, I think you'll get there too.
Yeah.
That's really far out, but...
No, I agree. You just got to work smarter.
Smarter and more intentional.
Mm-hmm.
Not so... you know, like, you know, rock against the pavement, like just grinding, you know. I think if you need to learn the hard way, which I've written about this, I've always been a slave to the hard way, which has served me poorly and greatly in the past. I just don't choose to do that anymore because I feel like I've learned the hard way in just general. So I'm like, I'm kind of done with that. The hard way is hard, and I'm done. So,
slave to the hard way.
Yeah.
Sounds like a bad Creedence song.
Oh, gosh.
But anyway, that was a tangent.
Where were we going with that?
Moving forward.
This year. This year...
It's definitely a hard question.
This year is loaded.
It's a loaded potato.
Josh and I have this clause or it's very Voldemort-esque.
What are you talking about?
We do not speak about spending our lives together. We mention it.
Oh, yes.
But we don't even say the words because we're so attached to surprise and wonder. But I'm hoping that things move forward for us to be doing that.
Me too.
In every way, whether that's financial, spiritual, everything like that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Call me impatient.
Yeah. A little impatient.
Uh-huh. No, I don't think so.
Mm.
I would like to move. Maybe not this year, but soon. You know, next year or two. 2 years sounds good to me. We've been discussing the possibility of both of our trades and passions flourishing better in a different city. And
Chattanooga is a small pond considering. At least right now, it's about to explode. I think that's the feeling that I get living here. But at the same time, I am definitely up for something new, you know.
I am too. I'm feeling like change needs to happen for us, and I'm just tired of the heat. It's just hot here in the summer. I can't stand it. I talk about this probably every day, you poor thing. All I talk about is I hate it here. It's hot.
Every day ish. Yeah, it doesn't bother me.
Also, food and weather and climate in general. I think that there are better fits for us, and that's I think the thing that drives me the most is culture, food, and climate. I think that there is somewhere better. Unfortunately and fortunately, our families are here mostly, so that would be a sacrifice on our part, unless for some reason, like God willing, we all decided to move to the same place.
My family's in transition.
Yeah, so that's not out of the cards, but we'll see.
So moving is definitely a potential future, near future. For me, it's definitely Renaissance is on my mind. Mm-hmm. It's definitely high on my mind. Writing a book, music, pursuing creative work, and being able to do that while working and making a living at the same time is my goal for this year, I would say. I have priorities, and I'll be talking about my health and work stuff in a different episode, a future episode, but yeah, I would say that is growing Renaissance, growing the tribe, and then growing my other pursuits along with everything you said.
Always the overachiever.
Yeah. Yeah, for better or worse.
So, Josh and I are, I would describe as eerily alike, but also delightfully different. It's kind of funny.
Said.
If you see photographs of us, it would definitely make sense, but if you meet us in person, not meeting the other person, you would definitely be... surprise. Like if you met me first and then you met him, you'd be like, oh my god, this makes sense. Or vice versa.
Yeah.
We even dress similarly.
But at the same time, you said it perfectly, but at the same time, we are very independent
people. Yeah, definitely. Time, you know? Definitely compatible and complementary.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Gosh, I think a year of picking up each other's mannerisms alone has made it just hysterical for me to, like, even listen to myself talk sometimes. I'm like, wow, I'm Josh.
I definitely talk like you. So I pick up on it every now and then. Gabrielle says it all the time.
Yeah, and we're funny. We like a lot of the same things. We care about food a lot. We love our night and morning routines and quiet time. And we love...
I'm grumpy without him.
Sleep hacking. And, you know, I think you did it more so than me. But I think I was subconsciously doing it for a long time with my sleep masks and stuff. And... Yeah. I don't know. I think I just wanted to talk about what it's like dating you. And like...
And dating in general.
Yeah.
And what it's like dating you.
Yeah, dating's weird.
Dating is weird.
Dating is really weird.
I think that's a good way to end. Dating is weird. This is a Renaissance dating segment. If you have any questions for us... Feel free to email me at josh@renaissancemanlife.com or email Gabriella at her own email. You want to?
It's Gabriella@bumblingeclectic.com. It'll be in the show notes, the spelling.
Yes, the spellings. All the spellings.
You can find me on Instagram as well at Dr. Bordeaux, B-O-R-D-O.
Yes. And we're not positioning ourselves as experts or anything like that. Mm-hmm. We're just two people... dating who happen to have a podcast.
Yep.
You know, any final words or thoughts for this episode?
This is fun.
Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, look, it's a table beat of the week. I'm definitely going to break my mic and my table and my everything on my desk.